Oh, dear, I didn't hear you approach. What are you doing in our lair? Actually, I know why you're here. You're here because you miss your cinematic creepy uncles, the connoisseurs of cults, the delicious cream of B-movie crap. Well, you've come to the right place, because you see, myself and the other maniacs, Jay, Paul, and crazy Chris Hudson, have been cooking up some truly demented content. That's right, laboring over the most luxurious piles of B-movie films and low budgets you can imagine. In season 2, which premieres next week, you will witness not just, but some of these listed items. Adorable monsters. Cities inside of domes. A man with no eyes. And yes, even old women. But worry not about that yet, dear listener. For I, Michael Hayes, the most mad and unhinged of the maniacs, has a very special treat to kick things off. Come with me to 1986, when John R. Cherry, not senior, not junior, but the one, the only, John R. Cherry III, has decided that Jim Varney has not given all he could to this world. Sure, people love Jim as the bumbling salesman, and sure, Ernest P. Worrell is one of the most beloved icons in local advertising history, but Mr. Varney is capable of so much more. 6 times more, in fact. In this film, Jim Varney plays a mad scientist bent on destroying capitalism along with the entire human race. What will he use? Well, his greatest invention, of course, the Gloom Beam. Along for the ride are 5 other characters that Jim also embodies, sometimes side by side. It's a sight to be seen, a tale to behold, a movie that will tickle your brain and shove it right off the roof. It's called Dr. Otto and the Riddle of the Gloom Beam. You can find it on Amazon and YouTube. Links below. Now get out. I have some more work to do. Fungicide, where will you hide?